Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
That's right. It is Chris and Ephraim, the Odd Couple tonight. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. We've got Lamar Mitchell from BetMGM, the director of trading there, as we do every Friday during NFL football season. He will get us all ready for Sunday's action. And then, of course, NFL pigskin pickoff. But let's start, keep with the NFL, of course. But go to Cincinnati and the Bengals 0-2, which, you know, nobody's really that concerned about, Ephraim, because they started 0-2 last year and still made the playoffs and obviously got all the way to the AFC Championship game. But they're in serious danger of going 0-3. And even worse, because I look, 0-3, obviously your chances of making it aren't good. But I think if you start 0-3, you still can make the playoffs because the season is longer with 17 games. And that division in particular, the AFC North, they're going to be beating each other up. And so, and AFC in general, you know, so I think they would have time to mount a rally. But the problem is their star quarterback, Joe Burrow, is hurt. And so I don't think he's going to play Monday against the Los Angeles Rams. They're saying he's day to day with a calf injury. But we know that the calf can turn into an Achilles. It doesn't always have to. But if it's not taken care of, it can turn into a torn Achilles. And obviously none of us want to see that. So I personally think, Ephraim, they need to sit Joe Burrow. He wants to play. But to me, they need to sit him until he's 100%. He is your future. And I know you don't want to put yourself in a hole this season. I know you don't want to give up this season, and I understand that. But you don't want to put him in harm's way, because if he gets hurt in a few weeks and it's serious, you might not only be potentially giving up this season, but next season as well. And so I think they need to sit him. My guess is that they will sit him on Monday when they play the Rams. And because of that, and the Rams are playing pretty good football, I think the Rams will win and Cincinnati will indeed be 0-3, But I'll take that, Ephraim, as much as it hurts, to try to get Joe Burrow fully healthy.
So if you're going to make a decision like that, and you're right, if you're going to make a decision like that, you have to understand that if you do sit him to get healthy, is 1 week enough? Is this week enough?
I don't think so. Do you?
So if you're 0-3 after Monday Night Football and he's not ready and you sit him again, then now you're teetering on, now you're giving the season away.
Very true.
And they didn't sign or trade T. Higgins, right? They didn't trade him. So now you're going to lose him because they were all in this year. This was the year. They had pushed all their cards to the table, center of the table, just gave Joe Burrow a much-deserved contract.
$275 million, highest ever, highest paid, you know, player.
And they were like, look, this is going to be our year. Well, strains his calf. Obviously, watching him play, you can tell it's not there. He has zero zip on the ball down the field. He can't plant his feet. His feet are moving. They're happy. He's just not the Joe, the smoking Joe that we've right. all come to know and love the past 3 years.
Right.
And so clearly there's something there. So the decision isn't about the game. It's about the season. Are we willing to punt on the season? Because if they start 0-4, we know what that ends up. Starting 0-2 and then making it to the playoffs two of the past three seasons, okay, that is fantastic because you had a healthy Joe Burrow and a bevy of talent around him. Now, having an unhealthy quarterback and starting the season 0-4, brother, that's the season.
Well, let me tell you what CBS Sports injury analyst Marty Jaramillo, who has more than 30 years experience in sports therapy. Here's what he said. Now, he hasn't examined Burrow, but he said that it would be best for the Bengals to put Burrow on injured reserve and let his calf heal. Of course, injured reserve means you have to sit at least 4 weeks. Right. Here's his quote, Ephraim, Jaramillo. When it's reported there's been a tweak or aggravation, that means some amount of scar tissue that's been laid down for healing has been torn. The player takes a step back. The question is, how far did he step back? Saying he's day-to-day is highly optimistic and quite unrealistic. Terms related to his availability, like we'll see, and day-to-day, they sound to me like they're coming from an elite, optimistic athlete. I believe he should be out at least 4 weeks. And Ephraim, I get it. If you sit him, your players, they're going to be deflated, but they're not going to, you know, say the season's over. They're going to continue to try to fight. But Ephraim, I hate to do it. It's two games in. But if I have to risk not making the playoffs this season, but get my quarterback healthy, I'm going to go with the latter and get him healthy for next year. I understand what you said about T. Higgins, but where are you at? You saying, look, give him a week off and bring him back or play him Monday?
No. What I'm saying is if you decide to sit him this week, you're – essentially sitting him next week, which is you're punting on the season. So, yeah, it makes more sense to put him on IR because you got to remember, he missed 6 weeks in training camp with the same injury.
Right.
So now if we're talking there is no training camp, every week, every game counts except for the bye week. If he does re-injure it to a place where it was at the beginning, that's 6 weeks of a season. So that puts you at the halfway mark with no Joe Burrow. So do you bite the bullet and say, look, take these next four. Take these next four.
See if
we're going to get you a specialist in, whatever it takes, but take these next four. We will try and tread water. We will try and tread water, but it makes no sense for us to be in a swimming pool trying to swim without our legs, and you are our legs. So if you take the next four, you have the Rams, the Titans, the Cardinals, the Seahawks. Right?
That would be the four to take. Right. I mean, they could wind up 1-3
because
or maybe worse.
But what you come back with the Niners, the Bills, the Texans, and the Ravens and the Steelers.
Yeah.
So if you want him to get healthy, then you take these next four. So IR is not out of the realm of possibility. That's a real conversation they need to have. And I know Joe Burrow wants to play, but can you play effectively?
Well, look, first of all, none of the two backups they have, Jake Browning, and they just signed another guy, Reed Sinnett. Neither one of them has ever thrown an NFL pass.
Hey, man, you got to learn sometime.
You got to learn sometime, and it needs to be now. Real
gotta,
talk.
You got to get ready to go.
Here's the thing, and my co-host on First Things First said this, and it was a good point. He said, look, Nick Wright said this today. Let's say they play Joe Burrow and he's compromised, right? And he doesn't get hurt. He doesn't make the injury worse, but he's never gets 100%, never quite gets on top of his game, but he's good enough to squeak you guys into the playoffs. If you start the playoffs and Joe Burrow is not near 100%, you're not winning the AFC.
So that's the question.
They're what I call an S-Bob team.
Yeah.
From Super Bowl or bust.
That's the question.
Right?
Are the playoffs good enough? No.
No. Right? So if I'm not going to be able to win it with him being hurt, why should I just play him to just make the playoffs?
Absolutely.
They better rest him.
Absolutely right. They're not going to be able to gain anything with him playing through it this year. You gain nothing because you will not be up to par to win a Super Bowl with him literally limping to the playoffs and in the playoffs.
Right.
The talent level, the defenses, they're going to have to go up. He's going to, first of all, that's how you get hurt.
Yep.
Because if you can't protect yourself, that's when you open yourself up to hanging in the pocket a little bit longer, holding on to the ball a little bit longer because your escapability isn't quite what it was when you weren't. Now you open yourselves up to really being hurt, and that's a dangerous game to play with somebody you just gave the richest contract in NFL history.
Let me throw this out to you before we break. We know, look, Joe Burrow missed 6 games his rookie year. Has missed how many? 3 straight training camps. I know an appendectomy, that's kind of a random thing last year. And again, injured this year. And it was a weird injury. You know, he's just rolling out and he pulled his calf. Are you concerned about him as far as, you know,
durability?
Injury? Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Once you have one and you continue to have them, doesn't have to be on the same part of the body. But once you continue to have them, then you become injury prone.
Yeah.
Physically and mentally. The mental aspect of that, I always go back to that because that's such a big part, a big component of being a professional athlete is the mental hurdles that you have to jump over to stay at a high level. Most people couldn't take it. They couldn't take it. What if you worked at an office and everybody criticized you publicly around the world about you not being able to file that the right way? You came in late from lunch. Like everything you did in an office environment was constantly picked over and talked about every Monday, leading all the way to Friday, all the way.
On social media.
You would go. So think about the mental fortitude that you have to have, especially today, as a professional athlete. All of it matters.
That's just more reason to me to sit him out and get him ready. And unfortunately, if it costs you this season, so be it. But you got to try to get this guy ready for next year or even late this season to be fully healthy. Because maybe they can win. Like you said, this would be the time to do it. Maybe you can squeak out some games. Then you'll have a bye week. And if you're a game or two below 500 when he gets back, maybe two games, let's be realistic, then maybe, you know, they can make a run. It's a longer season.
They've done it before. You go on a run.
Absolutely. All right. It is the I Couple, Chris Broussard, Ephraim Salaam. And speaking of winless teams, we got a battle of winless teams. Heck, the way they're playing, they might tie on Sunday. The Chargers and the Vikings, whoever loses, if one loses, changes could be in order. That's next. Keep it locked. I Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Couple, Chris and Ephraim. We are live from the TireRack.com studio. We're sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, therapy can bring out a whole new you, and BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp.com/iCouple, BetterHelp.com/iCouple. We talked about it. Chargers 0-2. A lot of people expected a big year out of them. Vikings 0-2 after winning 13 games last year. And Rob Gronkowski, their all-time great tight end, now doing a lot of media stuff. He was on the Kay Adams Show. Ephraim, here's what he said about this game coming up in Minnesota this weekend.
I'm going with the Vikings versus the Chargers game. And whoever loses this game, there will be some serious change in the organization eventually over the next few weeks. If the Chargers lose, head coach Brandon Staley will be gone. He will be fired. I don't know if he'll be fired this week or the next week, but he'll eventually be fired this year if he starts 0-3, because you're not coming back from an 0-3 start in the NFL. It's just too much competition. And then for the Vikings, if they go 0-3 now, there's going to be some serious change at their quarterback position. They have a good team, but they can't finish. They can't win games. Their head coach is going to be staying there. He's only in his second year, but I feel like Kirk Cousins will be shipped out. Someone's going to want to trade for him. That's a playoff contender. He's a good player. He's putting up the stats. He's playing well. Kirk Cousins will get shipped out, and they'll be building for the future. Hopefully tank for Caleb Williams out of USC next year.
All right. First of all, well done by Gronk, except for Caleb. And I'm not even trying to be that funny, but you know, but a nice commentary for him from him. Here's what I see, Ephraim, and then I want your thoughts on these two things. Brandon Staley, I thought he should have been gone after they dropped that 27-0 lead in the playoffs, right? And he's just done crazy things since he's been there, from the fourth down, crazy fourth down, you know, going for it on fourth, to losing all these leads. And if they lose again and start 0-3, I got Austin Eckler. Last year you had Keenan Allen calling him out publicly. So first thing I want to know from you is, when you hear players who we know are veteran leaders in that locker room. So last year you had Keenan Allen with the WTF tweet during a game. And then you had Austin Eckler a week or so ago say, we haven't always had the best coaching. All right, so when guys say that publicly, guys been talking in the locker room. So that's number one I want you to address. And number two, I hope that Minnesota will trade Kirk Cousins, and I hope he's traded to the New York Jets, because I think if they get beat by New England, the Jets should be ready to move on. And I'm not – whether you ever think Zach Taylor going to be anything, they are a win-now team. Go try to get Kirk Cousins, because I think he would be nice in New York with that defense, those skilled players, and I think they'd have a shot to do a little something in the postseason.
All right, well, let me address the
the players.
You know, the players. If we know, they know. Okay. So if we're ever up here talking about something, about how we feel or how the optics look or some of the things that they said, they know. The locker room knows, and ownership knows the locker room knows. The coaching staff knows the locker room knows. There aren't a lot of secrets, right? If we're hearing about it and talking about it, they've been living it. So, yeah. If you want to lose your locker room, remember Jacksonville?
Yep.
And Urban Myers?
That's right.
It was gone, brother. When he lost the locker room bringing Tebow in to play tight end. That was it. Everybody was like, say what now? Still been out the league 8 years? He coming back to play tight end?
And wasn't even a tight end.
That to me seems like, and watching that documentary, Swamp Kings, it lets you know he did have ulterior. That's his guy. He was going to do whatever he could to get Tebow back in the league. Now you're putting your own selfish need over the organization. That will never fly. Won't fly for an owner, a player, a coach, or anything. Mm-hmm. So when you start doing things like that, that's when you lose people. And you're right. I think the Chargers should have fired not just the supporting coach. I think everyone should have been fired. They should have started anew, because I don't understand what they thought was going to be different. It's like having a Rolls Royce and running it into a
Justin
wall
Herbert.
Every week. Yep. You're just going to just keep dinging it up until it has no more value. And are you going to sit around as an owner and let that happen? Absolutely not. They don't win this game. On Monday, he will be looking for a new job. Not
wow,
next
you
week.
Think that soon?
On okay. Monday.
It should be.
He'll be looking for it. Kellen Moore will be promoted to interim head coach.
Yeah, and that look, people have thought that Kellen going to end up in that spot like that anyway. Here's the thing. They could have had Sean Payton.
Yep.
They could have had
And he
Sean
wanted
Payton.
It too.
Yep. All right, we got Lamar Mitchell coming up in a moment, but first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Now, football fans, be sure to tune in to Fox Sports Radio every Saturday and Sunday morning, 3 hours before kickoff, for Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. They'll have you covered right before all the Saturday and Sunday games, all the way through Super Bowl Sunday. You can listen to Countdown to Kickoff Weekend mornings right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. All right, speaking of BetMGM, we've got their director of trading with us. He is the man out there in Las Vegas. I've been out there with him. And I'm telling you, the respect that the folks have for him out there is palpable. So without further ado, we welcome in our man, Lamar Mitchell. What up, brother?
What's up, fellas? How you doing tonight?
Good, man.
We are great. We got Ephraim Salam in for Rob Parker, Lamar. So
What's up, Ephraim?
How you doing, man?
Let's get
started. Good, I'm doing good.
I'm trying to get some of that Vegas first-class treatment, man. What's popping?
You come out. We'll take care of you.
All right. Done deal.
All right, Lamar, let's go. Before we get to the NFL, though, I need to ask you about this Colorado-Oregon matchup. Colorado obviously has become a phenomenon, and I read today that 99% of the money line bets are on the Buffaloes. First, is that number accurate? And second, when you got a team that Joe Public is backing so hard, how difficult is it to set the line?
It's first to answer your question, yes, it's about wow. And the numbers on Colorado money line are ridiculous. It's about 10-1 as far as ticket transactions on Colorado money line. And when it comes to booking that, it's just sometimes you just got to get the rosary beads out and just pray.
That's funny, man.
Literally, because you know, it's kind of like back in the day when the Eagles were winning big and the Patriots were crushing everybody on the point spread, and it didn't matter what line we set, the public was still laying those large numbers. And that's the same thing with Colorado. No matter what line we set, the public is just going to lay that or take that number or lay it no matter what. And that's what we've seen these first three games.
Wow. The Patriots, let's jump into the NFL. The Patriots have 14 straight games against the Jets. This week, they're 2.5-point favorites on the road at MetLife. I know New England is 0-2, but I have to imagine that bettors are all over the Pats here.
You're correct. Definitely. The bettors are definitely all over the Pats here. What they're doing here, we're seeing it's about a 2-1 transaction activity on the spread in favor of the Pats. And then the Sharps are also laying this number, too. They also like the 2.5 on the Pats, too. So the Sharps and Joe Public are all on the Pats.
All right. 8 of the last 10 Vikings games, Lamar, have hit the over. So this week they host a similarly – defensively challenged Chargers, and that game has the highest over under of the week, understandably at 54. So what kind of action are you seeing on this one?
It's funny you should mention that, because it's about 20-1 in number of money on the over and about 5-1 on tickets on the over. The Sharps on the over on this game too, so public and the Sharps are on the over on this game. And, you know, the Chargers 0-2, you know, we don't know what, you know, Vikings, they haven't done much, so it's going to be a shootout,
God damn.
I believe.
All right. look, I'm not a big bettor when it comes to, you know, money lines.
Whatever your bankroll is, that's how you got to bet.
Like, so, you know, when I'm looking at this, the Raiders and the Steelers are two of the worst offensive teams, right, in the NFL. Vegas is currently going off a 3-point home favorite, but I think taking the under at 43 feels like a smart bet. Like, for someone who doesn't bet a lot, should I put my money here?
You know, that's a good we are getting mixed signals on this total here. So the Sharps bet this number under when we opened it at 44.5, but they bet it over 42.5. So right now we're sitting at 43, and the ticket count right here is about 5-1 in favor of the under on this. So if I were betting, you know, I'd probably lay off of this since, you know, we're getting mixed signals on this game here with the Sharps and the public.
Here's a crazy stat.
That money in your pocket.
Keep my. I was just about to say I'm putting my money in my pocket, man. You, that's it. I'm good.
I hear you on that. All right, so Lamar, look, this is nuts to me. The Lions are 24-12 against the spread in the Dan Campbell era, and when you consider they only won 4 of their first 25 games under him, that makes no sense. So this week, they're 3.5-point home favorites over the Falcons. What are you seeing as far as action on this?
Believe it or not, a lot of the money is coming in on the Lions. We're about 7-1 heavy in Lion money, but in regards to taking the points, just straight up transaction and tickets, it's about 3-1 in favor of the Falcons. So what that tells me is the big money's coming in on the Lions, but the heavy activity's coming in on the Falcons, getting a +3.5.
Wow.
All right. Well, let's get into some meteorology. I read today about the tropical storm that can hit the D.C. area ahead of the Bills Commanders on Sunday. Buffalo is currently a 6.5-point favorite, road favorite, with an over-under 43. With the bad weather looming, this feels like an ugly game. Low scoring, you know. Do the bettors agree with me?
Yeah, actually, 5-1 ticket counts on the under. Sharps are playing this under. You're right. That weather there, everyone's on the under here. So if you were betting with the public and the Sharps, you'd definitely take an under on this game here.
Yeah, maybe put my coins on that. Okay.
Now, this is interesting, Lamar. Baltimore, 8.5-point home favorites over the Colts. We know Anthony Richardson is out, but Gardner Minshew is a really good backup. All right. And the Ravens are down. They always seem to be banged up, but they're down 7 starters. Are the bettors rolling with Indy to cover at least against Baltimore because of their shorthandedness?
Believe it or not, they are not rolling with the Colts here. Gardner, no, he's not getting any love here. I mean, we've taken a couple six-figure bets on this game right now, and the public is still on the Ravens here, even though the Ravens are shorthanded like they always are. They're always banged up. Transaction activity is all Ravens and all Ravens money in this game here.
Look, I was born in Chicago, so this kind of hurts my heart. All right, because the last few days, it you know, Justin Fields is calling out coaches. The defensive coordinator was like, "Y'all, I'm good. I'm peace out." And then the stadium gets robbed. Right? How you rob a stadium? So the Bears are traveling to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. I know the Chiefs, which is crazy to me, historically don't cover big spreads. All right, especially since Mahomes has been the quarterback. Are you seeing any action on Chicago +12.5 in this game? Gotta be.
I wish I had something good to tell you, but, you know, as a Rebel and you as an Aztec, I can't tell you anything good about those Bears right now. No, it's 4-1 money on the Chiefs. The Sharps are on the Chiefs. They've been laying that price. And actually, ticket count is about 4-1 on the Chiefs. What they do like in this game is they like the over in this game. That's about the only thing they like in this game. If you were looking for a silver lining for your Bears.
Ugh. All right, Lamar, great stuff as always, brother. Have a great weekend, and we will see you soon in Vegas, my man.
Definitely look forward to seeing you.
Appreciate you, brother.
All right, thanks NFL Pigskin Pickoff coming up. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card? But can't get a hold of anyone?
Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Ephraim Salaam. Yeah, you ended off with a jam, DJ Alex Tyson.
I'm Dusty.
Little Sister Sledge up in here. That's right. And we are brought to you by Progressive. Progressive makes things even easier because they help you bundle your car and your home insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. It's time for the NFL Pigskin Pickoff.
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is gonna make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
That's right, it is the NFL Pigskin Pickoff. Chris and Ephraim picking NFL games against the spread on the season. Rob Parker up one game over Chris, but it's only 2 weeks in, so got plenty of time to make up some hay. Mm. And Rob, because he's degenerate, texted me all of his picks because he said he wanted to make sure he had him in for this week. So right. Let's get started picking NFL games against the spread.
I beat Ephraim several times.
No, that's false. You've never beaten me in this segment. You've never beaten me in this segment. I don't know what you thought it was
any
like.
Any segment.
That is true.
Stop it.
Denver Broncos at the Miami Dolphins. Dolphins 6.5-point home favorites. Jalen Waddle, questionable. Rob Parker's got the Dolphins. Chris, who do you got?
You know what? I got the Dolphins winning, but I'm taking Denver with the points. Denver's desperate. And Denver's offense has actually been good. They've scored on more of their possessions have ended in touchdowns, a higher percentage, I should say, than any other team in the league. Think about that. Surprisingly, their defense hasn't been up to snuff, and Miami doesn't have the greatest defense. So I think it'll be a shootout that Miami ultimately wins, but I think Denver will give me them in the points.
I'm taking Denver in the points. I definitely the rubber's meeting the road between Sean Payton and Russell. So something's got to give. Either you gonna start playing like you supposed to, or we got some other decisions to make. So this is the game where I think the Broncos get on track.
All right, game number two, Tropical Storm moving to D.C. The Bills, though, are 6-point road favorites against the Commanders. Rob's got the road favorite Bills. Ephraim, who do you like?
I got the Commanders. I got the Commanders based on that defense. They're tied for number one, getting after the quarterback, tackles for losses in the league. And like an offensive lineman loves a muddy, sloppy, rainy game, it's going to be about ball control. And I like Williams. I like their running back much better in Washington.
I like Buffalo to win, although I think that Washington has a great chance to win. But I'm definitely taking Washington with the points.
You just follow him right behind me.
Six points is a lot of points in the NFL.
That's
from,
a lot of points, man.
Right.
All right, pigskin pickoff.
In Buffalo, you don't know what you're going to get from them.
Game number three. This is a weird one. The Chicago Bears traveling to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. Chiefs 12.5-point home favorites. Rob, of course, siding with Patrick Mahomes. Chris Broussard, who you got?
Look, that's a lot of points, as you said. And we know Patrick Mahomes hasn't always covered the spread, but I'm still going with Kansas City. Chicago's reeling. They don't even have a defensive coordinator right now. And the Chiefs need to really start putting some points on the board. So I'm going with KC.
Look, at one point, I think Kansas City was 0-14 against double digit spreads or something like that. I'm going with the Chicago Bears and expect Justin Fields to have at least 85 yards rushing.
And you know what? A backdoor cover still a cover, Ephraim.
Yes, it is.
It still works the same. All right, here we go. Game number four, pigskin pickoff. Chargers at the Vikings. Call it an elimination game because someone's getting fired after this one. Rob's got the Chargers +1. Chris, who do you like?
I'm going with the Chargers too. Brandon, they got to start winning. Even if I don't know if they don't like the coach or not, but they need to win for their season. This is a team that's got big time aspirations, and they got a great quarterback. They need to go out there and get it done, and I think they will because Minnesota don't play no defense.
Well, look, I like the Chargers. I love Justin Herbert, but I'm going with Vikings at home -1 because they're at home and they've got to make something happen. Kirk Cousins is not going out like that. You like that?
We do like that. Last but not least.
I don't like that.
Sunday Night Football, my Raiders 2.5-point home favorites against the Steelers. Both teams struggle offensively, but Rob's got Vegas in this one. Ephraim, who do you got?
I got Vegas. I got the Steelers. One of these teams has a dynamic defense and the other one does not. I'm going with the Steelers on the road, and it will be a home game for the Steelers, just so you know.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The Raiders will have trouble getting their signals in offensively.
I was about to say, I expect picks like that from Rob Parker, but not you. I'm going with Pittsburgh as well. Mike Tomlin, I think, might have the best record in the league against the spread.
Yes,
since
he does.
I'm definitely going with Pittsburgh. I actually think they win.
I agree.
Yeah, so, all right, Ephraim Salaam.
You guys can both be
excellent
wrong. That's fine.
Work, my man.
Thank
excellent
you, man.
Excellent work.
It was a pleasure,
and,
brother, always.
Yes, really enjoyed it.
Hey, don't be afraid to let me come out there on First Things First, man. I just said.
Oh, you want that smoke?
We bring fire on that. You know what I do.
I'll be taking names.
I got
you
a watch. Face for TV, brother.
Well, I'll see what I can do. All right, keep it locked. All right, couple, we out!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.